Hello, and welcome back to Be the Best Version of Yourself, the podcast where we explore how our unique energy types shape the way we live, work, and yes, sometimes blame. Today we're tackling a topic we all know too well. Blame. That little voice that says, "It's not my fault, it's theirs." Or, "If only the world worked differently." In human design, how you blame isn't random. Your energy type shapes your default blame patterns. And guess what? Once you recognize your pattern, you can actually turn blame into insight, action, and yes, sometimes a little self-awareness humor. So grab a cup of coffee, tea, or whatever fuels your type's energy, and let's jump in. Manifestors are the trailblazers. You know that person in the office or friend group who just starts things, big ideas, new projects, movements, and expects the world to follow? That's manifestor energy. When manifestors blame, it often sounds like this. Why does everyone get in my way? For example, imagine a manifestor at work wants to start a new initiative. They've seen the big picture, they've got the idea, they're ready to act, and then the team resists. Suddenly, they're thinking, if only people wouldn't slow me down. Or, why can't they just trust me? It's classic manifestor frustration. They're wired to initiate, but not everyone is wired to follow immediately. Growth for a manifestor comes when they inform before they act. Even a simple heads up like, "Hey, I'm launching this idea, here's what it looks like," can dissolve a lot of unnecessary resistance. Manifestors also tend to feel guilty when they see the fallout of their actions. So instead of blaming themselves or others, they can ask, "What can I inform before I act next time?" That's when influence replaces frustration. Next, we have generators. They're the builders, the steady energy, the ones who can power through tasks all day, but only if they're doing the right thing. Generators often blame external circumstances. Ever hear someone say, "I can't be happy because my job isn't right"? That's generator frustration talking. Or, "If only my partner would support me more." Here's an example. Imagine a generator named Sarah stuck in a job she doesn't enjoy. She spends Monday through Friday pushing herself through tasks that drain her. At the end of the week, she's frustrated. She might blame her boss, her colleagues, or even the universe. But the truth, Sarah's energy is saying, "I'm doing the wrong work." Growth comes when generators respond to what lights them up, rather than trying to force what doesn't. This is why people often say, "Do what excites you, and you'll never work a day in your life." But in human design terms, it's literally how your energy flows best. Generators are also a great reminder that blame is often a signal. If you're blaming your circumstances, it's time to check if you're engaged in the right activity. Manifesting generators. You brilliant multitaskers, you. You're like generators on rocket fuel with a sprinkle of manifestor energy. You want to do everything at once. And when things go wrong, your blame often sounds like, "I could have done more if not for the delays." Picture this. Jake, a manifesting generator, is juggling 3 projects at work, plus a side hustle, plus planning a trip. He's moving at lightning speed. One project hits a snag because someone missed a deadline. Jake's brain instantly goes, "If they had done their part, I could have finished everything by now." That's manifesting generator frustration. The key lesson? Prioritize, respond to your gut, and accept timing. Not every path can be completed simultaneously. If you try to do it all at once, blame multiplies, energy drains, and burnout sneaks in. Manifesting generators are also masters at turning blame into action. Once they slow down, refocus, and respond to what truly energizes them, they can accomplish incredible things in less time than anyone else. Now let's talk about projectors, the wise guides, the ones who see the bigger picture. Projectors often blame others for not recognizing their guidance. Sound familiar? Ever had that feeling like, "I told them this would happen, why didn't they listen?" That's classic projector energy. Take Emily, a projector manager. She has brilliant ideas on how to streamline a team's workflow, but nobody invites her input. She starts thinking, no one respects my expertise, and bitterness creeps in. Projector's growth comes from waiting for recognition and invitations. Their energy isn't sustainable in constant action. Once invited and acknowledged, their insights become transformative. Until then, blame is just a sign. Your wisdom is ready, but timing is key. So if you're a projector, remember, the world doesn't always notice immediately, but when it does, your energy is magic. Finally, reflectors, the mirrors of society. You notice everything, absorb everything, and reflect it back. Your blame often points outward. The world is chaotic. For example, imagine a reflector Alex living in a busy city. He feels scattered, stressed, and out of sync. He might think, it's the people, it's the noise, it's everything. But here's the insight. Reflectors are deeply influenced by their environment. Their blame is a mirror of internal clarity waiting to emerge. Waiting a lunar cycle before major decisions allows them to see patterns, discern truth, and align with their natural flow. Reflectors teach us all a lesson. Sometimes, blame isn't about assigning fault. It's about noticing where your energy isn't aligned and giving yourself time to reflect. That's it for today's episode of The Energy Within. I hope you learned something new about yourself and maybe spotted where you've been blaming a little too much. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend who might need a laugh or some energy clarity. Until next time, stay curious, stay energized, and try not to blame. Unless you're a manifester. Just kidding. Bye.